Before we dive in, let's talk about the fall. No, not autumn, but the one we all worry about as we get older. Ever think that today's skipped balance exercises could be tomorrow's tumble? Here's the good news. We've got you covered. Clearing the clouds sharpens your mind. Mindful Mover keeps you steady. Resilience Rituals sets your goals. And the 6-minute reset makes it all doable. Because let's be real. Nobody wants a lifetime membership to fall prevention classes in their 70s. Dr. Lance Labneau, a real-life body whisperer, is here to help you outsmart aches and pains. All you need is a few minutes. Heck, start with 2 if you have to. Hit subscribe on the Resilience Flow Network wherever you get your podcasts. Because getting older doesn't mean bending over should sound like bubble wrap. Welcome to Clearing the Clouds. I'm Lance Labneau, your host for this series, and I'm thrilled you're here. In this podcast, we're diving into life's mental and emotional challenges, those clouds that sometimes block our path to clarity. Each episode will bring you insights and tools to help recognize, understand, and manage these clouds, so you can find calm and confidence even when life feels foggy. Think of today's episode as your first lesson in becoming a mental meteorologist. We're not just spotting the storm, we're learning how to forecast our own mental weather. Whether it's a quick drizzle of doubt or a full-blown thunderstorm of stress, we'll help you prepare so you're not caught without an umbrella. And let's be honest, nobody wants to be that person sprinting through the rain without an umbrella. So grab your raincoat, because today we're spotting the clouds before they pile up. Why does this matter? Because if we don't recognize these clouds, they build up, like those unread emails we all pretend we'll get to someday. Before you know it, you're stuck in a fog of stress and doubt. But here's the good news. Understanding them is the first step to clearing them. Let's get started by breaking down our mental weather, beginning with the loudest cloud of all, stress. All right, let's talk about stress, the loudest, most dramatic of all the clouds. If stress had a personality, it'd be that intense friend who freaks out over everything. It's like a thunderstorm that shows up uninvited and makes a big scene. Picture this, you're trying to send a simple email, but stress sneaks in and suddenly you're overthinking every single word. Did I sound too direct? Should I add a smiley face? Wait, no, that's too casual. Stress can turn the simplest email into a literary masterpiece that takes 20 minutes to compose. Let's do a quick cloud check. Take a deep breath. Now scan your mind for anything that feels urgent right now. Is there a tiny voice saying, you need to do that now? Just tag it as a stress cloud. You don't have to fix it. Just notice it. Sometimes naming the storm is the first step to calming it. Think of this as your mental umbrella, a little shield against the downpour of stress. While stress crashes in like a thunderstorm, doubt is quieter, a drizzle that can sneak up on us if we're not careful. Let's talk about how it shows up. Doubt is subtle. It's that drizzle that makes you question if you've got it all wrong. It doesn't scream emergency like stress, but it sticks around, whispering its little doubts. Let's say you're about to try a new recipe for dinner. Doubt doesn't hit until you're halfway in, then suddenly it's, did I measure that right? Maybe I shouldn't have added extra garlic. Doubt makes you second guess every step until you're pretty sure you've ruined the meal, even if it's just a simple salad. Remember those unread emails piling up? Doubt works the same way. It's the mental equivalent of that one email you keep avoiding because you're not sure how to respond. Think about a recent time you were excited about something, a hobby, an idea, a decision, and then doubt crept in. Did you keep going, or did you let it hold you back? Try calling it out next time. Oh, hi, doubt, I see you. Thanks for your concern, but I've got this. Doubt might leave you feeling a bit damp, but confusion rolls in like a thick fog, making it hard to see the path ahead. Let's dive into what happens when we can't find our way through the mental mist. Confusion is sneaky. It rolls in like a thick fog when you have too many choices or too much going on. It's like staring at a restaurant menu with 50 options. Do you want the salad? Maybe. But then there's pasta and a burger and by the time you choose, you're starving and nothing sounds good anymore. Imagine planning a weekend getaway. Sounds fun, right? Wrong! Confusion shows up with a giant fog of options. Beach, mountains, city tour, and that relaxing spa. Suddenly the excitement turns into overwhelm, and you end up watching a Netflix series about other people traveling instead. When confusion rolls in, try simplifying. Ask yourself, what's my goal here? Or even better, what would future me want right now? Clarity often comes when we let go of needing to get it perfect. Remember, a little progress is better than staying lost in the fog. Think of this as clearing the skies, finding a break in the clouds to see what really matters. Now that we've found a break in the fog, it's time to equip ourselves with tools to keep the skies clear. Let's move from identifying these clouds, stress, doubt, and confusion, to mastering techniques that help us handle them whenever they appear. Think of it as building your mental toolkit, ready to weather any storm. Now that we've met our clouds, stress, doubt, and confusion, let's look at some tools for recognizing them and clearing the skies. Think of these techniques as your mental toolkit, ready to help you manage your internal weather and bring more sunshine into your day. Let's dive in, starting with a simple yet powerful habit, mindful check-ins. Take a deep breath and check in with yourself. Ask what's going on up there. This can be done anytime, at work, in traffic, or even while brushing your teeth. It's like doing a quick weather forecast for your mind. Are you noticing stormy thoughts or a drizzle of doubt? By taking a moment to pause and tune in, you're setting yourself up for more awareness throughout the day. Don't wait until you're feeling overwhelmed to do this. Try making it a habit, like setting a gentle alarm reminder on your phone. You can even pair it with a daily activity, like your morning coffee or a short walk. The more often you do these mindful check-ins, the better you get at spotting those clouds early before they gather into a storm. Once we're checking in with our thoughts, the next step is naming what we find. Let's move on to labeling emotions, a technique that brings clarity and control. Instead of saying, "I feel weird," try being specific. It's like calling out the weather. Maybe it's frustration, anxiety, or just a case of Tuesday-itis. Naming it helps you see it clearly. When you label the emotion, it's like pointing to a storm cloud and saying, "I know what you are." This small act of identification can make the emotion feel less overwhelming. And here's a tip. Try adding an adjective before the emotion, like mild frustration or heavy sadness. It helps give more context and can reduce the intensity of what you're feeling. By calling it out accurately, you gain a little more power over it. It's not just an unknown force anymore. It's something you can understand and address. Now that we've named the clouds in our mind, let's take it a step further by writing them down. Journaling can be a powerful way to track these patterns. Journaling can be your mental weather log, a place where you jot down your thoughts and track your emotional weather patterns. Writing things down helps reveal recurring clouds, like stress that seems to show up every Monday or doubt that creeps in before you start a big project. The act of writing itself can be therapeutic, helping you process and release those swirling thoughts. To take it a step further, try using a simple format. Write down the date, the main emotion you're feeling, and what triggered it. Over time, you'll start to notice trends. Maybe you realize that certain tasks always bring a cloud of stress, or you find that doubt pops up after you've had a tough conversation. With this awareness, you can start planning your day better, avoiding potential triggers when you can, and preparing for them when you can't. Try a gratitude journaling twist as well. After noting down any negative thoughts or patterns, end your entry with one or two things you're grateful for. It's like adding a ray of sunshine to your mental weather log, balancing out the clouds. Now that we've captured our emotions on paper, let's focus on how we can treat ourselves with kindness when those clouds linger. It's time for a self-compassion break. When you're under a mental cloud, take a self-compassion break. Pause and say something kind to yourself, like, "Hey, it's okay to have cloudy days. I'm doing my best." This simple act can help the clouds start to lift. It's a moment of kindness directed inward, something we often forget to do in our busy lives. Think of it as giving yourself a mental hug. You wouldn't scold a friend who's struggling, right? So why do we do it to ourselves? Instead, take a moment to breathe deeply. Place a hand over your heart if it feels comforting and say something soothing. This is hard right now, but I'm going to be gentle with myself. It's surprising how much a small gesture of self-kindness can brighten your internal weather. With these tools, mindful check-ins, labeling emotions, journaling, and self-compassion, we've gathered everything we need to navigate through any mental cloud that comes our way. All right, let's take a moment to recap what we've covered today. We started by learning to become our own mental meteorologists, spotting the clouds of stress, doubt, and confusion before they overwhelm us. First, we met stress, the loudest cloud. It's like a thunderstorm that shows up uninvited, making even simple tasks feel urgent. We practiced doing a cloud check, where you pause and scan your mind for anything that feels like a looming storm. Just naming it can help calm the winds. Next, we talked about doubt, that quiet drizzle that makes you second guess everything. It's sneaky and persistent, whispering in your ear, "Are you sure about that?" We discussed labeling this emotion, calling it out, and even talking back to it with a simple, "I see you doubt, but I've got this." Finally, we tackled confusion, the dense fog that leaves you feeling stuck. Whether it's too many options or conflicting thoughts, confusion can be paralyzing. We explored how simplifying your choices and asking yourself, "What would future me want right now?" can help you find clarity and move forward. And then we equipped ourselves with some powerful techniques: mindful check-ins, journaling, self-compassion breaks, and visualizing clear skies. Each of these tools is like a ray of sunshine, helping you break through the clouds and see the path ahead. Remember, spotting and naming these mental clouds isn't about making them disappear instantly. It's about recognizing their presence and giving yourself the tools to navigate through them. It's okay to have cloudy days. They're part of the weather of life. What matters is that you know how to handle them. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I hope today's episode gave you a few laughs and some valuable tools to help clear those clouds when they start gathering. Remember, clouds may block the sun, but they also bring the rain that helps us grow. Next time, we're going behind the clouds. We'll dive deeper into what's really causing these storms and how we can clear them for good. Until next time, keep an eye on the sky, remember your umbrella, and know that you're in control of your forecast. Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clouds. They say your 30s are the time to build the strength you'll want in your 70s, so don't let your future self down. Tune into Mindful Mover for a boost, or try 6-Minute Reset for quick habits that won't eat up your day. And hey, if it's mental clarity you're after, Clearing the Clouds is just a play button away, because let's be real, nobody wants to be reaching for their yoga mat and their Depends at 75, right? So take the next step. Subscribe to the Resilience Flow Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and let's keep you feeling strong and clear, now and for the long haul.